Welcome to our program, Everyday English. In this program, I'd like to discuss the word low and its idioms. But before beginning the main discussion, I would like to draw attention to the two words
low
and
lowly.
Low, lowly. They are related in meaning. But lowly is not the adverb of low, although the adverb of high is highly. For example, we say,
she holds a high opinion of him.
Where high is an adjective, and we say,
she thinks highly of him.
Where highly is an adverb. This formal relationship does not hold between low and lowly. But low and lowly are adjectives, both of them. Just as we say,
low, lower, lowest.
So do we say,
lowly, lowlier, lowliest.
But we cannot say,
highly, highlier, highliest.
That is, both low and lowly are adjectives. Lowly is not an adverb.
And what do the two adjectives mean?
Low means not high or tall. Basically, if something is said to be low, it means it does not extend high or upwards. But lowly is used to describe a person's status in life or the way he comports himself.
I believe a lowly person is a person who is humble.
Yes. We hear descriptions like, he's lowly and humble.
The person is not ostentatious.
No, he's not.
Such a person lives an obscure life generally.
And his status in life is low.
All these descriptions are true of a lowly person, which is different from a low person. A low person is generally a person who is dishonest and of dishonorable character. For example,
Joe's father was beginning to get impatient of his behavior. You heard this?
Yes, I did.
He objected strongly to his mixing with boys and girls of low character.
I heard him complain bitterly once, asking himself why his son should spend valuable time with the lowest of the low.
Strong words. But I think he was justified. I think it is now obvious that Joe has gone too far in his careless association with youths who are regarded as dishonest and immoral.
He has reason to be disappointed.
A low person is not a lowly person. Associated with this use of low are expressions like
low manners, a person of low manners.
The person has coarse manners. Or unrefined manners. His manners are low. Similarly, we talk of low tastes.
A person is said to have low tastes if his tastes are simple.
Especially in what he chooses to read, the pictures he prefers to look at, the types of music he listens to, or games he is addicted to. Now, the adjective low can be used in less derogatory senses. One such use refers to a person's state of mind, health, or emotion. For example, if you say,
I feel low this morning.
You mean you are lacking in vigor or power this morning. You feel depressed or feeble. You are in a low state of health. An alternative expression is,
I feel low-spirited.
You are depressed, low in spirit. The opposite of low-spirited is,
high-spirited. I felt very high-spirited that morning after hearing the results of my exams.
Low, low manners, low company. Low tastes, low types of people, but also
low in spirits, low-spirited, feeling low.
This means lacking in vigor. A related expression which also describes the state of mind when it is low, feeble, or lacking in vigor is
be at a low ebb.
Be at a low ebb. When a person's spirits are said to be at a low ebb, we mean his state of mind is worse than usual.
An explanation of the word ebb may perhaps help us understand the idiom better.
You're right. The word ebb, E-B-B, is used to describe the tide of the sea. When the tide of the sea ebbs away, it recedes, or it goes out. It ceases to flow. From this situation, ebb comes to mean
grow less, become weak or faint.
As in this expression,
our strength was beginning to ebb.
All our hopes had ebbed.
If a person claims his spirits are at a low ebb, then he means all his strength, enthusiasm, and hope have receded. He is not flowing. He is dispirited. My spirits were at the lowest ebb. Now, here's a vivid description of someone's state of mind. Just listen.
I woke up at 8 in the morning. It was daylight, but dawn seemed now to be ebbing. There was uncanny silence around the whole garden. No bird chirped or twittered. I felt no twitch of the muscle in my arm. Was I dead? One thing I was sure of, and that was being at the lowest ebb in my life.
Being at the lowest ebb in my life. I was at the lowest ebb spiritually. And this state of mind was reflected by nature. The uncanny silence. The ebbing of dawn as early as 8 o'clock in the morning. And the absence of the usual musical notes of birds. That is feeling low. One's spirits being at its lowest ebb. Thank you for listening. We'll continue tomorrow. Till then, it's goodbye. Have a good day and cheers.